We can dive into that a little more.
Is this the
food section? The food section.
Nice.
The soft intro.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Speaking of, and this is just why this is the podcast that it is.
Sure.
Did you see Kanye West's latest tweets?
I missed them today, but okay. Did I miss much?
Yeah.
I missed something.
Yeah.
He will
not do music again until he gets an apology from, I think it was Drake and somebody else. Apparently, like, because he's caught so much shit for being a Trump supporter.
Okay.
He's done doing music.
He's just done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he also said he's done and he will never record anything with Sony again until his contract is up. So my assumption is there's also probably issues with him and Sony. Whether it be cuts, royalties, ownership of your masters, whatever it would be. But yeah. And not for nothing, he gets crucified on there now.
Alright. This is a lot to
here you go.
Like what you just did, you just gave me like a full suitcase and it was like, alright, you need to now unpack this all. And by the way, you have like this tiny little room to do it in. Like my elbows and like my arms are hitting the walls, just trying to unpack.
I was gonna say your apartment is spacious.
My apartment is actually kind of spacious. Mm-hmm. My mom, and my sister actually came by, and
did they really?
They did. They came by. They were like my sister was very impressed. She was like, "Wow, you have such like a nice apartment." I was like, "Oh, thanks."
Yeah.
You know. And nothing against my starter apartment when I stayed with my boy Maurice. You know, nothing against that. But I mean, I essentially had a room for rent there.
Yeah.
It was a room for rent. And like, the living room was... I tried to clean the living room. It was never going to happen.
Mm-mm.
So, I was just like, it is what it is. So, yeah. So, now I have my own place.
In fairness, though, your apartment in Maurice's was actually, like, a studio apartment. Outside of there being, like, a kitchenette area.
Sure.
Full bathroom. Walk-in closet. Full, like, master suite, basically. Like,
yeah.
Not for nothing, in New York City, that's $3,000.
Oh, yeah.
Without like the little kitchenette area, you could get yourself a hot pad, I guess, if you really wanted to.
Well, you know, the New York City apartments, you know, they're just shoving Chinese food in through the door like the Geico commercial.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, these tiny just New York City apartments. Yeah. That's exactly what's happening.
Are we going to talk about the Travis Scott McDonald's too?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. We got so much to unpack.
I missed you.
Well,
I missed you.
Hey, yo.
This is the Hair of the Blog presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. We're going to talk about all those things today. Some more than others. And it's Tuesday, it's September 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... I looked on the calendar. I was like, oh, okay, what's Tuesday, September 15th? It's National Double Cheeseburger Day.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, my belly's growling right now.
It was National Afro Day.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I think it was... The one day, it was just called Someday, and I had a picture of a to-do list. Like, this is the day. This is the day that I'm going to mow the lawn.
Oh, okay.
I want to look up what else was there.
Okay.
I definitely saw like one or two that were like, huh, that's interesting. National Thank You Day. So, you know, thank everybody for listening.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks goes to New York Jets.
No. Well, I think by the way they played, we're that much quicker to getting rid of Adam Gase. And I'm okay with that. Thank you. Apparently, Mekhi Becton is a real thing, but at, you know, 6'7", 340, you probably should be. Marcus May's legit. Thank you. Yeah, that's about it.
There's a bunch of days going. I'm like looking at them, like National Hat Day. Cam Newton looking like.
How is it National Afro and National Hat Day? Like, I feel like those things don't go together.
I mean, I don't. There's no rhyme or reason as to. It's like, all right, today is National Hat Day, and there's like, no, but wait, it's also National Afro Day. Like, I don't think there's a discussion amongst.
There should
amongst
be.
The groups.
But
it just happens. Yeah, but it's not like all the days were just made in one year.
College football and the NFL don't play on the same day for a reason.
Yeah, but that's for money.
And this isn't? Like, what if I wanted to rock my afro today? I'm not going to because apparently it's hat day.
For all of you that don't know what Bobby looks like, at rhanton817, he has a beautiful bald head.
Correct.
If anything, I have more of an afro than you do.
Based just on the sole thing alone that you actually physically have hair on your head?
If I were to, because my hair is like kind of like in a twist sponge brush curl twist thing that is super popular right now in the African American community.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to pick this out, I'd have like a baby fro.
Have you ever done it?
I have. I actually do it more than you would realize. I do it because sometimes, you know what happens is that when you have a hairstyle like mine, it's kind of like, if you don't untwist your hair, it starts turning to dreadlocks.
No shit.
And that's not what I
was
going to
ask you that, actually.
And that's not what I want. So through COVID, I've been learning how to properly maintain
sure.
a hairstyle like this so that you don't get dreadlocks because that's not what I want. And just how to properly maintain it, because your hair can get dried out. And I've been watching a lot of YouTube on how to maintain.
It'll dry out.
Specific hairstyle. Yeah, the hair dries out.
But with dreadlocks, like, because from what I ever heard about dreadlocks, it's typically formed, I guess, also just through like the natural oils in your hair. So I feel like again, like that's kind of contradictory. The fact that like if you kept the spirals or I guess twists that it would if it dreads it would dread because of the oils, but yet at the same time you're telling me it would dry itself out.
It would dread because if you continually twist your hair and you don't untwist it, the twists at some point lock up and then those twists just start to grow, and that's it turns into a dread.
Gotcha.
And then from there, you end up starting having like dreadlocks, and that's not what I want. The only way you get rid of dreadlocks is you gotta cut them out.
Right.
Because there's definitely a moment where I was like, oh, this is like turning to dreadlocks. I have to cut my hair.
Right. All right, let's do this. And you can make a poll on this if you would like to on the hair of the blog. Back in the day, before me and you were friends, I had long hair.
Yes.
My hair was down to my shoulders. If you look on my Instagram, you would actually see it.
I remember the photo, yeah.
You grow dreads, I'll grow my hair back down to my shoulders.
That's a fucking lie.
Which one?
You're going to grow your hair back?
If you grew dreads out for a year, I would not cut my hair for a year outside of cutting off dead ends to keep my hair growing.
I'll pass.
I will be every villain from like a 1970s, like Chop House / Grindhouse Asian movie.
As we're going all over the place,
mm-hmm.
Technically didn't introduce ourselves. So this is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me as always, Bobby at rhanton817.
Mm-hmm.
At Hair of the Blog for everything. Mm-hmm. At rhanton817 at Kevin K. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted a picture of myself when I was like in high school. And it was on Instagram recently, on my personal page.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people that are like, I'll give you $1,000 if like you cut your hair. I was talking to a couple friends at work. And I was like,
did they legit show you like a G?
They were like, if we get $1,000 together, can we like shave? Like, can you shave your head?
Why
like,
do you still have hair?
Well, here's the thing. Okay. Is that I was like, yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, I'll that's a problem. It was too easy.
Well, that, and then they kind of were like, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, everybody was, like, nervous that, like, you know, like, you can wear a hat, you can do this, you can do that. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. I'll just shave it. I'm like,
let me ask you this.
It's not that serious for me. My logic was when I started growing my, because back in the day, I used to shave my own head. I used to shave my own head and just, I had clippers and just clipped it down to the lowest thing possible. Lowest
Wait, you
grade
did it yourself?
Possible.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you went to a. I always thought you went to a barber.
I did go to a barber.
Okay.
There was a history of me going to barbers, and then stopped going to barbers, and I would just shave my own head.
You did that very well. Like, I always thought you just went to a barber.
Yeah, I was just shaving my own head.
Okay.
And I got to a point where I was like, you know, I keep shaving my head.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make sure my hair grows back.
Mm-hmm.
And it did.
You know what the funny thing is? Your story is the complete opposite of me.
Okay.
I've always had hair. Always had hair. Long hair, short hair, whatever it was. And then eventually my hair stopped growing. So I eventually started shaving my head.
Sure.
So literally the complete opposite story of yours.
Sure. But the baldy's in. So you're good. Everybody's got the bald. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got the bald head now. Trust me. There's going to get to a point where I may have to shave.
If that happens, go find those people you work with and be like, yo, is that still on the table?
Yeah, let me get that G real quick.
Because here's the thing. Like, I'm about to go to Vegas in about 2 weeks. And I think I want a new hairstyle for it anyway. So, actually, right now, Vegas is not a great time from what I've been seeing online. But anyway.
Oh, really?
It's just all, like, fights and, like, just, like, the lowest of the low people there. Because the room rates are, like, literally, they give you $10 to show up at, like, Encore. Or, like, you know, Wynn. Like, all those nice-ass hotels that cost us hundreds of dollars to stay at a night. Are, like, basically, they give you $10 and, like, you know, you can look at, like a shrimp cocktail. Like, through, like, through, like, a spit card. Or a sneeze card.
The City of Atlantic.
I can only imagine.
I heard is not doing that in terms of the businesses are open, but that boardwalk is looking real fucking sketchy. I feel like we might have talked about this already, but the boardwalk it's sketchy.
We talked about going to the actual like beach. We never talked about the City of Atlantic.
Okay, and buddy of mine was down there, and I was asking him, because I saw, like, he was taking Instagram videos, this, that, and the other, and I was like, yo, man, look, you're having a good time now. He was like, it was fun if you stayed in the hotel, which is what you always pretty much did anyway, but even during the day, just walking the boardwalk, like, during the day, it's nothing but locals, and the locals, it's some gang affiliation going on down there, and just the locals that don't have money, panhandlers and drug deals and things like that. All that stuff's going on during the day because now none of the tourists are there now. So I feel like it's almost like, and I hate to equate it this way, but you know when if you live in maybe like your very first apartment, it's a little sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine when you're there, and then the minute you turn the lights out, all of a sudden, like the vermin come out, and like the roaches, and everything like that.
Sure,
and the next thing you know, you turn the lights on, they all scatter.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, unfortunately, that's in Atlantic City Boardwalk with no people there. It's vermin. The tourists are that light switch that normally, like, if they're there, they're gonna disappear.
There's also more of a police presence at that time too, because you're protecting your investment. If you're getting jacked up or you're getting harassed on the boardwalk, yes, a lot of people are going for the casinos, a lot of people are going for the food or maybe the nightlife or something like that. But some people are generally, like, we've done plenty of times where we've walked the boardwalk, gone to a beach bar, kind of like just basically beach barred the entire way down the boardwalk from one end to the other, ended up at, like, you know, like Hard Rock, or like ended up at like Showboat or like someplace we probably wouldn't normally walk into or whatever. And yeah, you see a little bit of riffraff, but that riffraff is somewhat sparse. But there's also bike cops there, there's also cops there, there's also people patrolling and stuff like that. There's less than zero fuck given down there right now. And unfortunately, the surrounding areas of Atlantic City have not been good for decades.
Yeah.
So now, at this point in time, like, that desperation level is now, like, cranked all the way up to 10. Where it's like, gotta do something. And then on top of it, like you said, what the hell else are they gonna do? You know, so but that's the crazy thing. Like, from everything I've heard about Atlantic City now, and I'm assuming Vegas is the same way, you can't drink on the floor or do anything on like on the casino. So like, if you want, you can go up to your room and get all shitty faced and then run around, run amok downstairs in like on like the main like floors or whatever. But you like,
mean, there's probably people drinking on like the boardwalk, like walking.
Well, that was the big thing, and I remember because I remember tagging you on something on Twitter when they made that, where basically if you're on the boardwalk, because we used to solo cup it. You could just take a bottle. You could take a bottle of Ciroc down there.
I like the way that you say the word "used to."
Well, I say that only in the sense that like we haven't been there. It feels like right. Ever since we've been there. No. I still solo cup it when we go. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah.
You're like, what's that? I'm like, oh, it's the biggest gin and tonic I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
In a solo cup. But like even like Vegas, the bars aren't open, so you could just bring a cooler onto the floor. That's also part of the problem, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah.
You know, you just have people bringing, you know, Bud Heavies and coolers and, free room rates at these nice-ass places. What are you going to do?
You're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's the Rabbit Hole Podcast. And like we talked about earlier, a bunch of stuff to get to.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everybody had a good weekend.
Yes.
Week one football. I hope it was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Jets fan, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Giants fan, you know what? You got a little hope. You got a little hope.
Daniel Jones didn't poop himself, so I guess that's a start.
But I wanted to, obviously, football is it's that time of the year. Mm-hmm. Week one football. A lot of people didn't think that this was even going to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
It happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like everything worked out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. In terms of the execution of the games and the safety measures and all that stuff. It looks like all that stuff worked pretty well. With them not being in a bubble. All that. But I never got a chance to fully watch the Jets game. I saw bits and pieces because I was working at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the bits and pieces I did see were god-awful.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watched even the highlights and things people were tweeting about,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I can't wait to listen to Sports Talk Radio on Monday, mm-hmm. because they are going to eviscerate the New York Jets.
Scorched earth. I think would be the best way to put it.
Lamb-based, if you will.
Yes. Nice.
And they delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard all the takes. I was like, oh, I can't wait. Like, I was rubbing my hands together. I was like, I got my popcorn. I was like Michael Jackson.
Right.
I had my popcorn and everything. And I was like, I can't wait to hear what everybody has to say about the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was spot on. And, I mean, right now, I know it's only one football game. It's week one. The pitchforks and the torches are out.
Good.
For Adam Gase.
They should be.
They.
He never should have gotten the fucking job to begin with. Thank you, Peyton Manning. Like, fuck
you. I was going to say, that's the one tweet that I wrote was like, I blame Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Stick to Nationwide commercials and Papa John commercials.
Yeah, until somebody says the wrong word and you have to give it to Shaq because Shaq will sell fucking anything. Oh, you said this word? Okay, let's get the biggest, blackest guy we can find.
Right.
And you know what? He'll do the general. He'll do anything. Do you want 25% stake in Papa John's? Here you go, buddy. Just, you know, say this. Anyway.
I want it because, I mean, for me, like, I'm a Jets fan. I'm a newer Jets fan because I didn't really have football affiliation. You made me a Jets fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, and I, and I've been, have been enjoying the ride. Okay?
Sorry, buddy.
I mean, look. I'm there when it's 4-12. I'm there when they're in the AFC Championship. I get it.
That feels like forever ago.
What's that?
That feels like forever ago.
I know.
Poor Amory. Because those games happen right around her birthday every year. For the 2 years that it happened back to back. And poor Dave was like, hey, we're going to have a birthday party for you. Really? Yeah, when? Sunday. Isn't that the AFC Championship game? Yeah, everyone's wearing jerseys. It's going to be a football birthday party. Happy birthday, MR.
And I really wanted your take. Because you've been a Jets fan from the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted your take. Because, I feel as though out of all the opinions and of all the things I've heard, I was like, love to hear Bobby's take on the New York Jets. And you know, I'm passing the baton to you.
It was bad. Like it. I'm not a big X's and O's guy in the sense that, like, I understand, like, what the read progression is supposed to be and all the other different types of things. Like, I know when I see good football and I know when I don't see good football. And one thing that I can agree with, that everything I heard on the radio, and I'm sure we listened to pretty much the same programs and stuff like that, was they looked very unprepared. And to me, that is an indictment immediately on the coach. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They looked horribly unprepared. You went four and out your first four drives, and it was 21-0. Like that. And again, Buffalo, they're a decent team. Not for nothing. They had to suck for a long time to get that good. And I understand that. And that's kind of the hope in the NFL, is that there is parity and that things will come back around. Well, you know what? Not for nothing. I'm like, maybe the Jets missed their turn. Maybe they missed a pass and go and collecting $200, because you're ruining Sam Darnold. Like, you're legitimately ruining him. Like, it sounded like someone had a knife to his throat when he was on the Michael Kay show. He's like, hey guys, what's up? Like, I fucking hate it and I don't want to be here. Like, this is horrible. Like, I don't blame them. Like, unfortunately, like, when players want to leave, I kind of don't blame them. Like, it just seems like horribly, horribly dysfunctional. Like, all right. So we're going to hope and pray that Chris Johnson gets rid of Adam Gase when Chris Johnson got seduced by Peyton Manning to hire this motherfucker, who then got to hire his general manager, who I genuinely like. He comes from a good pedigree. He comes from a good organization. He builds the same way I think you should build a team, which is build it from the inside out. Big fatties up on the line, big maulers going to attack the quarterback. So how do we get rid of Adam Gase? Well, then you have to hope that maybe his brother comes back, Woody Johnson. Woody Johnson being the ambassador to the UK under the president. Well, he can't keep his mouth shut about women and minorities. I don't know that I really want this motherfucker to come back. So what happens? We need a Donald Sterling moment. We need him to say something bad about somebody else, catch it on tape with his significant other's side piece's baby mama's barber, and bam, let Steve Cohen buy them too. It's just they say it a lot in sports. They say it a lot in business. Like a fish rots from the head. It's such a dysfunctional organization, and there is such, in my opinion, they're like you see it on Twitter, and some of it I'm sure is manufactured or whatever it else is. But you see like genuinely good people who want to do well, and they're just not put in that position. Like Sam Darnold was supposed to be like one of the best QB prospects to come out of college in maybe the past 10 years, maybe two or three down from like Andrew Luck. And Andrew Luck was supposed to be like that perfect can't miss product. And they're ruining him. Absolutely ruining him. And they're not going to get, like, it just, I don't know. Like, I feel, like, I almost genuinely feel bad for a lot of those players. Because I feel like some of them genuinely want to, like, be there, and they want to turn that franchise around, and it feels like the franchise is doing everything they can to keep that from happening. I'm just waiting for them to get shitty enough where I can go buy a t-shirt for half off, because right now I'm not spending $35 for a fucking dry fit. Fuck you, dicks. Sorry. Like, did you see what happened on Sunday? Like, if I can go back in there and find out that same shirt's $12.99, I'll buy two. I'll buy you one too.
Oh, thanks. I'm a large.
Right there. Let's do it. Like, but until that point in time comes, like, I'm glad there's not fans in the stands, because you know what? I would, like, not for nothing, next week we're playing the 49ers. Yep. How much fun would it be? Like, me, you, Chuck, like, our buddy, like, Dave, you know, Mike Armstrong, because he's a huge 49ers fan. Like, even, like, I know he's not on this coast anymore, but, like, you know, Rich Davis.
Yeah,
like,
Rich.
You know, Rich is a huge 49ers fan. And you only get a chance once every 8 years to see them in New York. Or New Jersey, because they play they alternate divisions,
right,
for the NFC, and then they alternate.
The last time
home
they played,
away.
They played in exactly. San Fran.
Right. So like, how awesome would that be?
Of course,
and you know
great.
What? Not
fantastic.
By halftime, I would be drunk and asleep someplace, because you know what? The game would suck, and we'd be losing 45-0 while I watch fucking Nick Bosa just hump fucking Sam Darnold up and down a field in New Jersey. No, thank you. I'll watch that shit for free at home.
And for those of you that were wondering, we're talking sports right now. So I know some people kind of check out. So
did I mention Amory's? I mentioned Amory's name.
So I mean, I
that was still one of the best birthday parties ever.
So I mean,
they won and we went to the Sands.
It's true. And
second year we were in AC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you want to fast forward to maybe the last like half hour of the podcast, go right ahead. Because we're still going to talk about this.
You're missing a lot.
You are going to miss a lot. You might learn something.
When the dry fits go half off once your team sucks.
With the New York Jets, I watched the bits and pieces that I could. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that I saw was awful. And everything that you say, I said that I agree with. A couple thoughts popped in my head. Mm-hmm. Watching this horrible franchise, organization, whatever you want to call it. I'm just, just watching it just fall apart right in front of my eyes.
Sure.
I'm like, can Gary Vaynerchuk buy the Jets now?
I doubt that.
Because honestly, like you want to talk about your Steve Cohen moment, because you're obviously a Mets fan. Steve Cohen moment for the Mets. Can this be the Steve Cohen moment for the Jets? Can Gary Vaynerchuk please just fly in his private jet and just buy the Jets, please? I know that. I think he says he technically doesn't have the money for them yet. He's working on it.
Well, not for nothing. He's not a billionaire, so that's understandable. But that doesn't mean he can't lead a consortium of people. A-Rod did it. A-Rod did it and freaked the fuck out when his bid got denied. And then J-Lo just freaked the fuck out too. But
yeah,
she's a Yankees fan anyway.
You know, there was like a video like back in the day where. I forgot. I think it was A-Rod. It was like a young A-Rod. And apparently, they had asked him like who his dream girl was. And he said Jennifer Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're together.
Yeah.
That right there, you know what that is? That is putting that shit out in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is you really, really want, you put that shit out there in the universe. And he wielded that shit to fucking happen, I guess. I mean, it helps that you're on the New York Yankees. You're a handsome guy. And you've got... I don't know if I can say more money than God, but you ain't starving. You're getting.
Is she richer than him?
Oh, I'm sure she is.
Okay,
I'm sure she is. Okay, but I'm just saying.
And that's off of $200 million. That's off of $200+ million contracts.
Right.
He got paid all of it for it.
Yeah, but I mean he ain't struggling. And then he's a commentator on Fox and commentator for baseball. He's not struggling. He's getting the Cactus Jack meal. He's getting the supersized Cactus Jack meal.
Wait, what's that?
The Cactus Jack meal. The Travis Scott meal.
Oh, the one with the $90 nuggets? Or whatever it is?
That's another thing that we'll talk about. The Travis Scott meal. Because I thought that was a joke. I was like, is this real?
Nope.
And then I saw the commercial 50 million times. And I was like, wow, this is actually a real thing.
The only other collaboration McDonald's has ever done with a person was Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
So now, if the Jeopardy question ever comes out, what does Michael Jordan and Travis Scott have in common? I guess you could say they both did a collaboration with McDonald's. I don't really understand
McDonald's.
I really don't understand like why, but
it's. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But going back to the Jets, and just watching them, they're ruining Sam Darnold, and then the question pops up now. It's like, well, if the Jets stink,
I heard that today too.
Another year, do you go after another quarterback now? Because now it's been 3 years.
Now you suck for Trevor Lawrence.
But then what's to say they get Trevor Lawrence and they don't do the exact same thing?
Because you'd have to build, you have to break the whole fucking thing down. You'd have to get a new coach. Hopefully Joe Douglas is still there because he signed a 6-year contract. So you'd have to allow him to get the head coach, which you would like to believe, unless ownership comes in and does something completely fucked up, it would be Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator from Kansas City.
Yeah.
That's who I would like to see anyway.
you might see him before the end of the year.
No, we would see Greg Williams. You can't hire him.
You might see him next year.
I'm perfectly fine with it. If they fired Adam Gase right now, I would be completely okay with it. Give it to fucking, what's his name? Give it to Greg Williams. Like I'm fine with Bounty Gate 2.0. Like it's fine. kill somebody. Like, do something exciting. Because as of right now, all I watched were, like, just, like, two sedated rats trying to fuck in a sock. Like, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
I feel bad for Sam Darnold in the sense of... It's all his body of work right now is... Year one's year one. Rookie year. He had Todd Bowles, and as much as I like Todd Bowles, Todd Bowles didn't seem to have any type of passion behind him. He didn't seem passionate.
He's
about
great. He's a great defensive coordinator. He was a very lackluster coach.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Play to your strengths.
Exactly, and they always had a good defense.
Yeah. So year one, just they didn't do good.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't great. Todd Bowles is out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Year two, you got Adam Gase now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Peyton Manning.
Yep.
National Thank You Day.
Mm-hmm.
Fucker.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has mono for a month.
And yeah, it's his own damn fault, though.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Stop going to parties at freaking Montclair State.
So he gets mono, and he's out for a few games.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's somewhat of a tarnish on year two.
Mm-hmm. And year three and could now not have started.
And now year three, it's the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this kid has just not had a... Not so much.
If anything, though, COVID put an end to the reason why he was out year two. Can't catch mono social distancing. Can't catch mono staying in your apartment. Can't go on college campuses if all college campuses are closed.
I mean, listen, especially if you're a celebrity and you got a little money in your pocket, if you want to make shit happen, you can make shit happen.
Well, you heard about Daniel House, right?
I have not.
Daniel House plays for the Houston Rockets. Daniel House apparently had a
Daniel House party,
basically in the bubble, with a lady not to be named.
A woman of the night.
See, there's mixed stories about that. One, I've heard woman of the night. Two, I heard it was a person who was like. I guess she was like one of the people who like helped administer the COVID tests, which I guess made her like probably like a nurse or someone in the healthcare field.
Right.
I've heard you hear the rumor, of course, that because you have all of the NBA sideline reporters and stuff like that, like might have been one of them, something like that. I don't know. But needless to say, he was actually the first person to get kicked out of the bubble, and then Houston lost the next game. But still, like, yeah. He had a Daniel House party of two in Mickey's house.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Happiest place on earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just... Yeah, even look at the Jets' schedule, it's like, who are they going to beat?
First seven games? No one. No one.
They might beat the Chargers. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, enough that I watched that game, too, and I texted Joe, and I was like, outside of your defense, I'm like, you're... There's a reason. It looks like Tyrod Taylor is like a 6-year-old trying to throw a football for the first time ever. Like he's just so methodical. It's like whatever like routine you were taught, he has to do that every single throw. It's the slowest throwing motion I've ever seen in my life. And not for nothing, they should have lost that game.
Did the Chargers win on Sunday?
Yeah, because you not.
I really didn't. Because all I did was bartending.
Yeah.
I was bartending and running around all day. And in the midst of me bartending, running around all day, I had to be security. I had to be manager on duty.
Okay.
I had to be the guy that's like, hey, you're not allowed here. Why are you here?
Okay.
You have to go.
Okay.
That type of stuff. So,
Why do they not have proper staffing for that on the first Sunday of the year when you're actually allowed to have people back indoors? This is why you can't have nice things.
Yeah.
Like, understand, like, if it came down to, like, all right, you know what, Kev? Like, we need you behind the bar, but you may have to grab a table or two. Okay. That's not out of the realm of, like,
right.
things. But it's like, all right, Kev, like, we need you to drop fries for table six right now. You have to answer the phone, and I need you to remember every single person who was 86 out of this joint. Wait, who's... Oh, and we need lemons. You're like, fuck. Like, not, like... Fuck you.
I got a story about that too.
Okay. But yeah, no, the kicker
for the Chargers.
Yeah, the kicker for the Joe Burrow let him down there to tie that game. It was 16-13, I think, or something like that. And The kicker lines up for like a 28-yard field goal, and apparently his hamstring exploded like when he planted his foot. I've never seen a kick go sideways more in my life. Like, you could tell me the guy was right footed and he kicked left footed by accident or whatever it was, and then the moment he saw that, he started grabbing at that hamstring. So yes. Either A, you're embarrassed and you know you're getting cut, and you're hoping to be able to guarantee your contract by getting injured, or like you genuinely, like your hamstring genuinely exploded, and you're like, okay, like I fucked up. But Joe Burrow, he looked good, and that's a legit defense too. The Chargers' defense is legit.
The Chargers have a beautiful stadium now.
They do, and
that
you know
$5 billion and you know who SoFi Stadium,
and you know who used the owner's box first? Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones was in Dean Spanos, who's the owner of the Chargers. He christened that box, that suite, the owner suite, and you know he had like 74, like little 21-year-old things up in there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, every single place, every like, just wipe it all down, all of it.
You think hazmat suit?
Yeah. Do you think he might have touched? Go wipe it all down.
That's fantastic. It's a beautiful stadium. The SoFi Stadium.
It better be for how much they fucking spent.
$5 billion.
They had to sink it 100 feet so that the planes, when they came in, it didn't alter their flight paths. That's what took so long, apparently.
That stadium, like I saw the nosebleed seats, like they show like the very, very, mm-hmm. very, very top. Mm-hmm. Like, you need oxygen. Yeah. You need oxygen mask to sit in the nosebleeds.
I'm waiting for when you can bring fans back to Vegas. For the, what is it, Allegiant Stadium, I think it is? I think, where the Las Vegas Raiders play.
Okay.
That new stadium, it looks like the Death Star on the outside.
That's fantastic.
It's just like, it's literally just like shiny reflective black. Some people say that from the aerial view, it looks like a Roomba, but like at the same time, I prefer Death Star because it's cooler.
Sure.
Speaking of which, Mandalorian 2 is coming out soon.
Second season of the Mandalorian. Did you watch the first season of Mandalorian?
Nope, I have homework. That's fine.
Okay. I mean, yeah, when fans are allowed back, when things start to go back to normal,
such perfect excuse to go to Vegas, too.
Oh, are you kidding me? A Jets-Raiders game?
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me?
Stop. It was weird to see the LV in front of the Raiders.
It was. Because yeah,
like, you're watching like the bottom ticker, and you're like, who's LV? Oh, that's right. I'm like, oh, yeah, because you're so used to that OAK, and, mm-hmm. and you're just like,
Or LA, like, you're or anything, LA,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
I'm
just, you're not used to LV anything.
So I was like, LV? I was like, oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. It's the Raiders. Yeah. The Las Vegas Raiders. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds right, though.
Oh,
Las
yeah.
Las Vegas Raiders? Mm-hmm. It sounds right. Mm-hmm. And then between that, and then you got the Golden Knights, which is my unofficial bandwagon team that I'll jump on because I think the logo just looks dope.
Sorry.
On a hat. What's that?
Oh, they lost Game 7.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday. But I mean, the fact that they made it. Did they make it to the Stanley Cup the year before, and then they lost? And
yes,
then
they made it to the finals and lost.
Yeah, and then this year they pretty much did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna be they were rolling for a while too.
They're gonna be good for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be a bandwagon Golden Knights fan.
That's fair.
With Chance the mascot for the Golden Knights, Chance the Dragon.
Okay, I can dig it.
Yeah.
Not you wouldn't be a Seattle Kraken fan, just because of like the merch and everything like that. Because apparently the merch is supposed to be dope.
The Unleash the Kraken mm-hmm. and all that. Like,
actually,
that would be cool.
That actually outsold the Golden Knights for like first day merch.
I'd have to see more of the Kraken stuff.
Okay.
I haven't seen enough of it.
Okay.
It hasn't been. I haven't seen that type of stuff on my feed.
Le'Veon Bell's on the IR, by the way.
And that's another thing with the Jets. They finally put Le'Veon Bell into the fucking game, and he blows his fucking hamstring.
Oh, and then Adam Gase sends him back out. So he can just completely tear the fucking thing off the bone.
So Le'Veon Bell's going to be out, and Mims blew out both of his hamstrings.
No, not one. Hamstrings plural.
Yeah, I said both. Yeah,
like how do you go from
both out?
How do you go from one to, how do you go from, like, here's the Kraken logo, by the way.
Oh, it's not bad.
No, yeah, I agree with you. I think the Vegas Knights one is a little bit cooler, but it's still not bad. But anyway,
you can't make this stuff up for the Jets. You really can't. I'm just very like I'm still gonna be a Jets fan.
Oh yeah,
everything's gonna be fine. you know, you don't got to talk me off the ledge.
Oh, no. If after the butt fumble we didn't jump ship, we're not jumping ship yet.
But if there are people that are like, I'm out, I can't do this anymore, I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm. They all called into the Sports Talk Radio yesterday.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal Adams, you look like a genius right now
mm-hmm.
for leaving.
And he got paid.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
There was something else I wanted to bring up about I guess the football and everything like that, but it's not crossing my mind right now. I think I'm still in shock from the Jets game.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is, and I'm excited that football's back.
Cam Newton's game day drip.
Some say he looked like Mr. Peanut.
Mm-hmm.
I say he looked like Jim Carrey for the mask.
I could see that. He better keep winning fucking games, though, because I guarantee you Bill will put an end to that shit real quick.
I'm surprised he still has the hair that he has.
It's not the Yankees. I don't think he cares so much about that.
I know, but I mean? I just feel like there. See, I think there was like a little like hint of that. It's like it looks like a tree's growing out of his head.
Yeah, I.
But like when he had the helmet on, everything like that, it didn't look bad. But whatever. That's neither here nor there.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, no, he looked like Jim Carrey from The Mask, which is also a variation and based off of like inspired by like old school Tex Avery cartoons. If you remember the old school Tex Avery cartoons where it's like the wolf, he's in like a zoot suit, and mm-hmm. there's always like that hot like redhead, that mm-hmm. kind of Jessica Rabbit looking character, mm-hmm. and like droopy, and like he looks like the wolf from the Tex Avery cartoon in the zoot suit.
Okay.
You look up Tex Avery.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I never knew that was who that was.
Yeah. Okay. Those are the old school cartoons. I want to say, I don't know if Tex Avery did Tom and Jerry, but they definitely had a very similar look.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he looked like that. Yeah, and his bright yellow. I'm like, you know what? Like, Cam kind of shot himself in the foot in the sense of, no pun intended, but like he's
not Plax.
Well, I know, but he has like foot like repaired or whatever. But he like one day was like, I'm gonna wear something fancy. Now he's just doomed to be like, all right, you're the guy that's gonna have to do this every week now. And I feel like he doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to him that he's gonna do it regardless. Like every week he's gonna have some like crazy like look or style or whatever. But I feel like once he did it once, I've done that to myself sometimes. It's like, well, now I'm this guy.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you think it would be worse for him if the NBA didn't start kind of doing their like little like fashion show deals? Like the game day fits walking into the arena for a lot of like the Russell Westbrooks, whoever else. Because I feel like that almost kind of numbed it a little bit to the point where it wasn't, cuz like yes, there aren't many NFL players that are going to do what Cam does, and that's right. And that's fine. Like personally, I would think you would have a win and a loss fit, just sure. Because like you're in there with glasses and a scarf on over your head. Like it's a tough look for a loss, in my opinion. But at the same time, like I mean, I don't look like him, so God knows, maybe I'd be doing the same fucking thing. You know what I mean?
But, I mean, like I dig his style to a point. Because some of the stuff is a little... The basic fundamentals of what he wears, mm-hmm. I'm about. You want to wear a nice suit, you want to wear a flower lapel pin, you want to wear, you know, some nice pair of shoes with it, and a fedora, got you. Okay.
Sure.
The color choices, I think, and the patterns and all that stuff is where you lose me a little bit. I posted a photo mm-hmm. of him mm-hmm. on At Hair of the Blog, and me and Katie were talking about it. KDL, our mm-hmm. friend. And, you know, she was like, oh, I love it, I dig it, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I fucks with his style to a point.
Sure.
And after that, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Like, when he had the babushka and the sunglasses and the hat over it and the hat, the top of the hat is open and the hair's coming out. I'm like, no, that's too much.
Yeah.
That's too much for me. You want to wear a nice suit?
Sure.
You want to wear the... Which I feel like has also been like a little bit of a new style now. The knickerbocker style mm-hmm. suit, where like LeBron has it, like pretty much it's a blazer and then it just turns into shorts. Mm-hmm. The pants just turn into like a hemmed short. Mm-hmm. And you just show it off, like you showing off some ankle bones. Okay, I'm with that. Mm-hmm. But when you start going all these crazy colors and things like that, that's what I'm like, yeah, I don't know. That's a little too much. Like, he looked like, honestly, like, the only thing I can think of is Jim Carrey from The Mask. Like, smoking, and, you know, that stuff. That's what I think of when I saw Cam Newton.
Do you think it's legit because he cares about fashion? Or do you think it's just, like, an attention kind of, like, look at me?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
I feel like, yeah, he's big into fashion, but I mean, there's also a little like, hey, look at me,
right?
Look what I'm wearing now. Look okay. What I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It's cool, right?
Right. Okay.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, there's nobody really. I mean, there are people there virtually that can see it, but what are you doing that for? I guess he could say he's doing it for himself. Whatever.
Okay. And that's fair.
Fine. Either way, I digress, but. But going back to what we were talking about before, how I didn't get a chance to really watch any of the football. Mm-hmm. So I was running around like
a crazy
person. I was running around like a crazy person, but you know what? It wasn't that packed. But the problem is that I ended up doing multiple jobs. So then you're almost just as busy, if not more busy, mm-hmm. because now you got to wear the hat of bartender, server, security, mm-hmm. manager on duty, mm-hmm. tech support, mm-hmm. and janitor.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm just janitor.
I'm like, you plunge in toilets?
I've plunged a toilet before, yes.
Sure. Like, at work?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this why, by the way, the website of said business that you work at the next morning was like, yeah, we need these people, like,
we're hiring
ASAP?
All...
Yeah, right?
All people on board.
I was
board.
Like, you're hiring bartenders? I'm like, can I work for 45 minutes? Because I just want to, like, we've said this before, and I will say this again. There will come a point, somehow, it could be your last day, and you just haven't told them it's your last day yet. We will sling at least one drink together, considering we became friends via the restaurant industry.
Well, I'll tell
and
you what.
It. And, do it soon.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like, dropping the bomb on you. I put in my notice.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What are you doing?
You know what? Just gonna drive off into the sunset. Trust me, I've got plans.
Okay.
I actually, it's funny because you came over. Mm-hmm. I actually talked to them this afternoon. And the door is always open.
Sure. Well, yeah, according to their website. According to all of their social media.
Yeah. But, yes, I am taking my talents to Hoboken.
Are you? Okay. Nice.
Heard it here first.
Very cool.
Okay. I haven't like said it to anybody or anything mm-hmm. like that. The only person that knows is the general manager who I talked to this afternoon.
Okay. Where are you going to give out?
Not yet. I'll tell you off there.
Yes.
Some people already know.
Okay.
But yeah, I was like, look, I'll finish out the week. Mm-hmm. Because it's one of those places where it's like, oh, you know, do you want to leave right now? Like, are you, immediately
right,
terminating?
Right. Checked out and you're done. Right.
And I was like, no. I'm scheduled for this week. I'm not going to do that to you guys. I'm going to work the week. Mm-hmm. And then after that, please take me off the schedule.
Right.
Because even if I told them 2 weeks, it would be the same thing.
Right.
They'd be like, they scheduled me that third week. And then I was like, no. I told you that I'm done.
Right.
So please take me off. Mm-hmm. The same thing would happen whether I give them a week or 2 weeks.
Right.
Plus, this place that I'm working at, they like want me there like now.
Yes, sure.
And yeah. And I was like, look, I this is the place that I've been at forever. I'm going to give them the proper respect and
right.
work. Finish this out. I was like, if anything changes, I will try to come in sooner. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, this is my tentative date of when I can start working here. And he understood.
Cool.
The guy understood. He was cool about it.
Well, it's respect to the industry.
Right.
Which is very rare. You know what I mean?
Right. But I mean, even like when I was there on Sunday, first off, I'm working a double, mm-hmm. which is always great. Mm-hmm. And a double essentially is an open close now.
Right.
And then there was a young man that came in mm-hmm. who has been banned mm-hmm. on more than one occasion. Mm-hmm. And they keep giving him chances. Mm-hmm. And they gave him, he has one stipulation. Because it's a local restaurant bar, so a lot of local people go there.
Okay.
We have no issue with the family members that come in, his aunts, uncles, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like, look, if it's like a special occasion, it's their birthday, they come out to dinner, you can come with them, you can sit at a table, mm-hmm. and that's it. That's the only time you'd be able to really show face here.
So other basically, that, him plus bar, or her plus bar, whatever it is, that's a no-fly zone.
Right.
Gotcha.
So, I'm working, mm-hmm. and I got a couple friends, regulars that are around like the bar area, mm-hmm. even though they're sitting at tables, the whole
right,
thing now.
Right.
I see him come in, he's sitting down. And like, before I tear into him, let me just make sure what's
he's
going on.
He's not here for like something. Right.
I get the intel. Mm-hmm. He's just there. And the manager on duty was like, well, you know, I talked to him and we're going to give him one more chance. And I went up to the manager. I was like, no.
Yeah.
No. We're not doing this again. I was like, I'm not serving him. I went up to him and I was like,
right.
I'm not serving you. He was like, what? I was like, I'm not serving you.
Right.
I was like, we're not doing this again.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, what happened? I talked to the manager. He was like, I don't care who you talk to. I'm not serving you.
Right.
And I didn't make a scene about it.
No, yeah.
There
were
people there. I'm just mm-hmm. like, I was like, I'm not serving you. Right. And then like, I walked away. Mm-hmm. And then manager kind of came up and was like, look, like, We didn't know the backstory. There's a backstory to this kid.
Of course. Knowing you the way I know you. Yeah. And
that's what I even said to other people. Like, people are like, yeah, like, I don't, like, I've never seen you, like, do that to somebody before. I was like, right.
I've never had to.
So if I'm doing this, yeah, there's a reason. Mm-hmm. I'm not just.
It's not because it's Tuesday,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, right. I'm not just doing it just to be, like, a jerk. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, this kid is, I was like, he is a liability. I do not want to serve him.
Right.
And I ran down the laundry list like real quick with the managers. Mm-hmm. I was like, listen, the guy harassed female employees. Mm-hmm. He walked out of his tab multiple times. Mm-hmm. And then when we asked for a credit card, he would give us a credit card with no money on it. Mm-hmm. Walk out multiple times. Mm-hmm. Treated his girlfriend like trash, his at the time girlfriend trash, mm-hmm. when he was there, and just watched him talk and disrespect her in our place of employment. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, and then it's like throughout all this thing, it's like, all right, he dip away for a little bit and then he come back. Like, a lot of people do this like little move of like, if they don't go out for a while and then they come back, they think everybody forgot,
right?
And unless there's a lot of turnover in that place, mm-hmm. there's always going to be that person, i.e. me,
right,
that's going to be like, no, he's not allowed here. Why? Because he did A, B, and C. And then they're like, oh, like, yeah, mm-hmm. he's got to go.
Right.
And I told him, and I even said to other people, I was like, he's not the only guy that's like, we're going to just nip it in the bud right when they come back. Because usually football brings some of these people back.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Football brings out, as much as it, you can have a great time, and it brings out people, mm-hmm. and camaraderie, and whatever have you, it brings out some scumbags too. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
So I had to be security. I was like, yeah. And they're like, well, look, it's like, well, we told him you can have the one. I was like, all right, look, I'll compromise you. I'm giving him the one and he's out of here. And so I told him, I was like, here's your one.
The fuck? Like, but
I don't, I, at this point, I was just like,
just, I want to be done with it.
I want to be, right, like,
I get you.
Fine. And I was like, he's a Jameson drink. I was like, here's your Jameson. Here's your chaser. And here's the check.
Go. Pay it or don't.
Yeah, go.
From a management perspective, I'm like, I just don't understand that. Like, if you're that adamant about it, if other people are that adamant about it, like, why have a policy? Why have a policy? Like, it shows that you're just that desperate, which I understand in pandemic type situations. I understand some of that.
He ain't bringing nothing to the table, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it just, and I really think it doesn't seem like he's really providing much of anything.
He's not. And then not only that, he annoys other guests. which is even worse.
Outside of the treating like your girlfriend like shit, I was like, are you talking about me? Is this why I'm not allowed to be in there? I'm like, harass female employees, check. Doesn't pay your tab sometimes, check. Gives fake credit cards, once.
Yeah.
No, like, it just... unfortunately, it sounds like the guy's got an issue outside of just...
I believe so.
You know what I mean?
And I think he probably needs to get that. I've run into this guy at where I work. There's mm-hmm. another restaurant bar, probably about a minute away walking distance.
Mm-hmm.
Technically a competition.
Mm-hmm.
If we're Coke, they're Pepsi.
Sure.
And I've gone there, and I've seen him there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one time I'm there, and I'm looking around, and I see this guy. His head is down on the bar. Like, he looks like he's asleep.
Okay.
Drunk.
Okay.
And then there's a couple, nice looking couple, right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he comes out of it,
mm-hmm.
and then he's like looking at the guy, and he's like, he's got his finger, like pointing his finger in this guy's face.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's like just being cool. He's like, whatever, like, not making a big deal about it. And I look, and this kid who's not allowed to be at my spot, he was there. So I talked to him for a minute, because obviously you're not in my place of work anymore, so whatever. Have a drink here.
Yeah, you're not my issue.
Yeah, you're right. Their problem now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was like, yo, what's up with that guy over there? And he was like, oh, that's my boy, whatever like that. I was like, that's your boy? He was like, yeah. I was like, guy might get into a fight, man. Why don't you grab him? I'm like, just, this guy's like, you know, being like an agitator to this couple.
Who obviously did nothing to him.
Right. So then he brings the guy over to me.
No!
And I'm like, no! I'm like, that's not what I told you to do.
No, like out of here.
I was like, why don't you wrangle him up.
And get him some fresh air, you know?
Yeah, and I'm like, I didn't tell you to bring his ass over here.
Oh,
and then the guy's looking at me funny, and I was like, no, we're not doing this.
Okay. So now I can't even be hearing.
Right. And for that and many other reasons, that is why when I saw his face, he got a hard no.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you for any of that.
And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
And again, it's not like you don't give chances either.
How many chances you get?
How many do you fucking need? Like, not for nothing, the laundry list of the stuff that you say he's done, like, it doesn't make for a positive scene. Like, on top of the fact that you're probably losing money because the guy doesn't pay his tab and just drinks for free.
You know what he said one time?
That's my fucking job
too.
When I go there.
Yeah. You know what he said to me one time too? He said something, I think of all the things that, like, almost like made me want to like flip his chair over with
right.
him sitting in it.
Right.
He said something like, because I had a Dragon Ball Z shirt on. And he was uh-huh. like, Dragon Ball Z. And I was just like,
come on.
I'm like, motherfucker.
Right? of all the things, you're like, this is where we're going to go. Sundae's all nice and made. You got whipped cream on it and cherry.
Yeah. And I'm like red hot. And I'm just like, I'm going to fucking kill you. Of all the things you could probably poke fun at, whatever, and you want to call me out on.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to call out my anime affiliation? I'm like, bro, I'm about to fucking kill you. But that's another story. That's the thing. There's continual stories. I didn't...
Do
like
I know him? Like, would I know him if I saw him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Fortunately enough, you won't know him.
I'll see him at the next meeting for like, okay, so what did you do to get banned from this place? Okay.
Yeah. With issues like that
mm-hmm.
and other things that happen.
Sure.
One of the reasons where I feel like it's time to go. As much as I feel like they value me as an employee and as like a soldier, so to speak.
Sure.
I feel like they don't value my opinion. And it's odd to me that they don't value my opinion because, no offense, now I'm the guy with the longest tenure there.
Including management.
Correct.
And some of that's part of the reason why. Like, because we come from some of the same restaurants.
Right.
We've worked at some of the same restaurants at the same time. You know that there is a certain level of dysfunction when the management turns over quickly.
Sure.
Because typically, we've all seen waiting. We've all seen the whole, hey, let's get to management and blah, 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 blah. Maybe you'll make the cool $50,000, you know, quote unquote, or whatever it is. You get the manager swipe card and all the other, you know, silly little fringe benefits that you actually think at that point in time actually mean something. Most of the time, it's a fallacy. It's a pipe dream. Most of the time, it's just something they'll load over your head and they won't ever actually do for you. And then if they do, you realize how much worse it actually is to be a manager compared to being probably, if you've topped out there, more likely than not, a bartender. You're probably making more money as a bartender. You're probably making your own schedule as a bartender. You have the ability to have a bigger pool of people to potentially take a day off or swap a shift with. And your entire job is not to suck customer dick. Because unfortunately, 85% of your job as a restaurant manager is to sit there and make sure that whatever fuck up happened, the customer doesn't stiff your staff on their tip. Or nowadays, I guess, and I've been out of the game a little bit, now you're not getting written up on Yelp or something else. You know what I mean? So if you're not compensated properly or you're not valued in that way, chances are you're going to turn over and you're going to go someplace else, or you're just going to go back to bartending or whatever else it would be. So, unfortunately, from what you're saying, it's just all too familiar. You know what I mean? Like, I've been at places back when I worked in restaurants where I was like, wait. I've been here a lot longer than all of you. Like you said. And that was why the first question I asked was, like, including management.
Right.
Because, yeah, they want to make their mark. They want to make it seem like the success is theirs, whatever else it is, when in actuality, the greatest resource they have are veterans like yourself or some other people who've been there for a long period of time, have seen it from the operations level.
Right.
And it's not just like, all right, you know, Tuesdays are bikini day or something like stupid or like not helpful.
Oh, I love bikini day.
Well, we all do. I miss Colorado Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I mean in that sense? Like, you're not making asinine, like, suggestions. It's not like, you know, we should now no longer be a pool, and I'm just making something up, but like, you should no longer be a pool house. It should now just be like, you know, Kevin makes all the money or something silly. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the criticism you're giving, the suggestions you're giving are generally meant to make the operations day to day run smoother.
I get all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even with all that being said, I feel like they value other people's opinions more than mine. And they haven't been there as long as I have been there.
Okay.
And we're in similar, you know, we pretty much are in a similar position.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, so you can listen to what this person has to say, but you're not going to listen to what I have to say. Or I have to be a lot more dramatic about it for them to actually, like, pay attention and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like just with stuff like that, I'm over it, dude. I'm just like, over it. It's exhausting. I'm tired. They're hiring. They're still hiring because, like, even the people that they hire, they're not really there as much as you'd like them to be. And pretty much I'm doing a lot of work there. Mm-hmm. Me and, like, one other guy, we're doing a lot of the work there in terms of the bar. And I'm like, we need more help. Mm-hmm. What I hope happens, and I mentioned this to Chuck, I was like, I hope me leaving is the wake-up call for them to be like, oh, wow, we shouldn't schedule people 16-hour shifts a day, like 3 days in a row. Oh, wow, maybe we should get more people back, or maybe we should train this person and be a bartender and yada, yada, yada if other people don't want to come back. I hope that this is the eye-opener, the oh, shit moment, like, oh, wow. Now that I'm gone, it's like, oh, wow, I didn't realize how hard this actually is.
Unless it directly affects them, it won't.
See, I think it will. I think it will to a point. I feel like they may not see it right away, but I feel like there's going to be that moment where I was like, if Kev were here, that wouldn't have happened.
Sure.
Absolutely. I feel like that moment, and then I feel like with that, that's going to
hopefully trigger change their practices a little bit.
Yeah, trigger other things to happen and go and play.
You'll find out when you go in and visit and find out that the place isn't what it used to be or what it should have been.
I wish them nothing but success.
Of course.
No, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
there's
this
still
isn't
people that we know who work there.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, the bridge is not burned.
Mm-mm.
And if I have, and if God forbid something bad happens, I have, you know, that as a backup plan.
We all gonna get shitty in there and walk out on our tabs though. One last time.
Just do it just to like fuck with them and then be like, nah, I'm just kidding. Here's my credit card.
Hey, up until the last part, yes.
I mean, no.
I know.
But yeah. So
no shit.
Yeah. So I am. This is the farewell tour, the Mariano Rivera farewell tour going on this week.
Just do not break your leg because then you have to go back for another season.
You know what I mean? So yeah. So that's what.
Is this like the Derek Jeter one where like everyone give you presents? Like, are you getting a little piece of the bar top or something? Like,
I should. If not, I'll just take one. I'll just take a piece. I'll just break off a piece.
Wait. Can we take shit before you leave? There's probably stuff back there that I want. I don't know what it is.
Can I tell you there is one thing back there that I don't think that they have paid attention to that I might actually take? It's I found it one day and I was like, do they realize this is here? And I'm like, I might actually take this.
Nice.
It's a PS4 that's just hidden in the liquor room. And I was like, I don't think anybody realizes that it's here. I'm like, I might just take
it. Was it like meant to be like a bar giveaway or something?
No, it was meant to, like, they were trying to do this promotion where they had
was it Madden tournaments?
Yeah, something like that. But it never really took off. And then they had to renovate the bar, so they put it with that and a bunch of other stuff in a box. The box is in the liquor room. One day I was like, what's in this box? I opened it up and I was like, oh. And the one day I asked, I was like, if you, because there was a period of time where this said PS4 was just on the floor in our stock room, in our liquor, like the backup liquor room. I was like, if it's just gonna sit here, can I take this?
Right.
Can I have it?
Right.
And then like the other bartender I was working with, he was like, yo, I'll take the Madden game. And the other person was like, yo, I just want a controller. I was like, can I just have like the core system?
Right.
If nobody wants it, it's just gonna sit here, collect dust.
Right.
Can I just take it? And then it disappeared. And I was like, well, fuck, literally the next day, it disappeared. I was like, I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just took it.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And now I found it again. So I'm like,
I was like, you know what the worst part is? They didn't actually do anything with it. They just boxed it up and put it somewhere else.
Right. That shit's about to be boxed up in my fucking car.
You know what you should do, too, is just leave the Madden game. Like, just because I know someone said that they wanted this, like, I don't know if the person still works there or not or whatever. Like,
they do, but I don't know if you want, like, do you want, like the Madden from, like, 2 years ago, though? With Antonio Brown on the cover?
Well, that was before he, like, you know, just completely lost his entire mind.
That was before he was throwing gummy dicks at, bags of gummy dicks to cops and his baby mama. The hoes don't get the Bentley. Remember that. Just remember that. The hoes don't sit in the Bentley.
By the way, that should be a t-shirt.
Oh, that... Are you kidding me? I saw a tweet where it was just like rappers running to the booth to put the hoes don't belong in the Bentley in their next verse. And they use the gif of like all the Avengers running towards Thanos.
Right.
Fantastic.
I can't wait to come here next week and see that there's a PS4. Like, I'll take a look at it. I'll look at you. You'll look at me. We'll know where it came from. I ain't gonna say shit.
Yeah, that might actually happen.
I can't wait.
And whoever's listening to this, that may work with me this next week. You know, keep your goddamn mouth shut.
I can't wait to go onto. I can't wait to go into social media after you're gone and be like, hey, by the way, are you ever bringing back those Madden tournaments? Again, like,
I got you. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
I feel like you were done pre-pandemic, but you just
I was done.
Not for nothing, you just kind of needed to make ends meet for a little bit.
Yeah, that whole 25% thing. I told you, I was like, as soon as that kicked off, I was like, it wasn't like, oh wow, things are going back to normal. It's like, oh wow, I have more work now that I have to do. Literally, where I work, because I'm behind one of the bars, I technically have three stations in the restaurant. The bar, the tables around the bar, the tables in front of the bar, and tables on the outside of that area at the restaurant. There's 11...
So you were running that entire room?
There's 11, yeah.
No.
There's like maybe give or take 20 bar guests.
Mm-hmm.
A table, there's three tables actually behind the bar. behind like the bar and those bar tables now, new bar tables, and that's like four tables right there. Mm-hmm. And then there's five tables in front of those, and then there's five tables outside. Oh, and by the way, there's potentially four tables on second floor, which at any given moment could all get sacked. Because they have no type of...
And that's your responsibility?
Either me, and then maybe one other person.
Fuck that.
That's what I'm saying.
And you're still pooling? Fuck you.
And I'm there, right? Working 16 hours, 3 days in a row?
This is what we're going to do. This is now called the Diddy Room. Okay?
Like, it's just, it's crazy. This is
That's
like,
a lot, man. And not for nothing, I'm assuming there's probably going to be people who are going to be like, but you have a job at least, and blah, 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 blah.
And I even told that to him. I was like, dude, I felt bad. I was like, I feel bad complaining about... He understood. Like, the general manager was like,
yeah,
I understand.
He was like, well, how long can I treat you like shit for? Okay, he's going to keep taking it. I'm not going to say anything. It's like that PS4 in the fucking box. It's like, yeah. You know what? As long as no one's saying nothing about it, it's going to sit there.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Motherfucker, you're an Xbox One. Just remember that. Fucking PS4 stuck in a box.
You know what I should do? Because I have a PS3 and I really don't want it anymore. I should just put PS3 in there. Mm-hmm. So then that way it's like, well, I didn't really steal it.
No, I borrowed it. No, I upgraded. This is my trade-in.
Yeah, I was like, here's a PS3.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's funny?
Hmm. You should get two PS2s, put them together, and be like, yeah, that makes a PS4.
Yeah, right. I think I might have another PS3 in this apartment.
So you have two of them?
Yeah.
Well, but one, here you go. It's Baby's. It's Baby's kids. It multiplied.
Because one was mine and one was somebody else's.
Now they're both your former employers. You're welcome.
No, I'm saying give that PS3, so now I have the PS3 and the PS3.
Your...
Yeah.
Would you ever use the PS3? If you had the
PS4?
I'm saying if you had a PS4, would you ever use the PS3? Because everything the PS3 can do, the PS4 can do, I'm assuming.
Right, yeah.
But
better. Yeah. I'm being silly.
Oh, no.
I'm being facetious. That's but fine. I mean, I...
Take it to your new place of employment.
Yeah, right? Honestly, the only time I use the PS3 is to watch, like, Blu-ray.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's about it. Watch Blu-ray movies and... play an occasional round of Street Fighter. That's about it. I really don't play games on it. I just use it for apps and Blu-ray.
By the way, I walked into Costco last week. They have, I guess, like a little electronics section. Like, obviously, they have, like, the TVs, the, you know, the big ticket items or whatever. They have a mini stand-up Street Fighter arcade game.
I think I've seen that. How much was it?
I did not look because I was in a rush. But I will go back there and find out if you would like.
Was it like Street Fighter 2?
Probably, yeah. I don't think anyone actually remembers the original Street Fighter.
The original Street Fighter was very, very awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't really remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Street Fighter 2 is when everybody... Street Fighter 2 World Warrior.
Which is really interesting because people believe that's when Street Fighter started. But like, why would you start at 2 and not 1?
Right.
It's just the fact that the 1 sucked so bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like Tekken. Like, most people remember like Tekken 2.
I remember Tekken 1.
Yeah.
Tekken.
Right, just Tekken.
Just Tekken.
Right.
It was just Tekken.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so...
Well, I guess you're a former... soon-to-be former employer. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I feel like LeBron going to Miami. I tell you what, I was in Hoboken too, and things are slowly starting to get back to normal in a good way. Because trust me, I was like, all right, let me just like... walk around. Let me just see what places are like open and whatever's going on. And I'm looking. I'm like, all right, scenery's not looking too bad here.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
I could definitely see that.
I told you, like, the minute I went on Tinder in Hoboken, all of a sudden,
it's different here. Oh, yeah, it's different here.
It's way different. Mm-hmm. It's way different. All of a sudden, your Tinder that... would be a mix of like it's almost like a hand like that you play the hand that you're dealt and you get a hand sometimes and the hand's just garbage and every once in a while you get like it's like oh wow I have like a king and then everything else is like garbage.
So now you're telling me it's the Pocket Rockets of Tinder.
Pocket Rocket. Yeah. And it just, I'm just like, wow. I go on Tinder. I go through the first, I look at like the first like five. I was like, geez, this is, it's a full house right here. This right? is.
My finger's going to get tired just swiping here.
Yeah. I'm like, this is. It's like varsity and like
freshman.
JV.
Freshman.
Yeah. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's wild.
Nice.
But yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
You have to give me a reason to go back to Hoboken. I haven't been back to Hoboken in forever.
I mean, you got two. You got me, and then McRican might be DJing at one of these random bars.
Yeah. Here's the reason why I say that. Because I've told him numerous times. Because he has like Mixcloud or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, put out mixes. I'm like, I listen to him. Like, I'll listen to him. If I'm mowing the lawn, I'll listen to him if I'm cleaning the house, I'll listen to him if I'm working out, I'll just listen to him as ambient background noise.
Right.
How many has he put out since the pandemic? Two? Alright. You know what? I ain't coming to you, motherfucker. Like, start putting out more shit that I can listen to.
You ever listen to the podcast, like, it, like on replay? Like,
nope.
No?
Nope. Never have.
Just, it's like, I did, I was there. Why do I have to listen to it? Is that, like, the feeling, or?
One, I dislike my own voice hearing it back.
And I felt that way at the beginning.
And I think that's everybody.
I felt that way at the beginning, and now I've just accepted it. So I feel like if you listen to a couple times, you'll be like...
Do you know how many like movies and TV shows and stuff like that you want me to catch up on, and now you want me to hear myself for an hour?
You just talked about listening to fucking Mixcloud.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
You can listen to it the exact same way you listen to Mixcloud. Just have ambient noise, like you said, or whatever.
Yeah, but the ambient noise, though, is typically when I'm doing something. Like, again...
So
like,
you can be doing something and listen to the podcast. Like, the thing is, whatever explanation you're giving me is horseshit, because you can clearly do this. It's clearly something that can be done. I want to... Dig yourself out. Come on. Dig yourself out.
You can move on to the next topic. You will come back to this, and I will figure that out.
Come on. Dig yourself out. I'm not saying listen to the entire thing. I'm just saying, you know, every once in a while, just throw it on and be like, alright.
Keep going.
I'm just saying.
I could.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. Do I listen to, like, every... Well, I mean, it's different for me because when I upload it, there are times where I have to edit it. So there are things where I have to cut out or... condense or whatever have right. you and right. add background music and yada yada. So for me, I do listen to it because right. I am technically producing it and then uploading it. But I was just curious. That's all.
Nope.
Trust me, my voice sounds... I've gotten to the point now, like when I listen to my voice now, I'm used to it.
Okay.
But at the very beginning, I was like, I sound like that? Mm-hmm. That's what I sound like to people?
Right.
I sound annoying.
No.
No, I know.
No.
I'm kidding.
Again, when you hear it outside of your own head,
right.
Yes, it's different. It's like hearing it like, you know, back in the day when you were in an answering machine or something like that, and you're like, oh, that's, oh. Ooh.
Yeah. No. I get it.
You know, so like, no.
I've gotten over it, though.
Yeah.
Especially now. It's just like, eh. And now that sounds normal to me.
Okay.
Like. It sounds normally. So, like, when I hear myself talk right now, and when I hear it play later, when I upload this, it's gonna sound the same to me now.
Oh, no shit.
It doesn't sound different.
Right.
That's all.
I got you. Okay, man. No.
That's all.
Never.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway. It's Tuesday, September 15th. We're halfway through September. I'm
ready.
I know. And you know what? I'm happy right now for many reasons. Besides, one, for the fact that starting a new job, so that's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's exciting, scary, and new. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you and Chuck locked some business down.
Yes, we did.
So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
My landlord finally put the heat on. And my apartment was so toasty this morning. It was fantastic.
Wait. You don't control your own heat?
I don't pay for the heat, technically.
Oh, so.
So what happens is that, and I've noticed this is like a tactic that landlords, if the heat is incorporated in the rent, but like right now I can tell that the heat, I could probably like turn the valve because it's old school radiators and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's been it's been nice, but it's been cold the last couple of nights. Mm-hmm. I feel like even longer than that, maybe even a week.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, yo, it's fucking cold in here.
Right. Yeah.
But I know that he didn't turn the heat back on yet.
Oh.
So today, like, I woke up and I'm like, it's like warm in here. And I was like, oh, he put the heat back on. I was like, oh, it's toasty in here. Nice. And I was like, and for me, it's like I control how much heat or whatever I want. That's why I have windows open with the heat on. I was like, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And it's great. But what I've noticed that he'll do is that, like, unless, like, when it's like when it starts getting like really, really cold, like winter months, like, mm-hmm. the heat's always gonna be on.
Right.
But I've noticed, like, in like days like this where it's like warm during the day and it starts getting a little cold at night, like, mm-hmm. he won't put the heat on right away. He'll put it on like at a certain point. I don't know if it's like on a timer. I don't know how.
Or something,
yeah, I don't know if he has it like that, because I mean, these are old school radiators that are in my apartment, so I don't know if he can control it that way. He mm-hmm. might like manually have to kind of like do whatever he's got to do.
Right.
But there are some nights where I'm like, yo, man, it's cold as hell. When is he going to turn the fucking heat on?
Right.
And then at like 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm like sweating.
Right.
Because it's like the next day. And I was like, oh, the heat's finally on.
Mm-hmm.
I like, could have used this at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
When I came home from the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Not at 9 a.m. when I wake up and I'm like dripping in sweat.
Right.
But all in all, the heat's back on. Nice. Very happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Toasty. Oh, I was so hosed. I was like, it's toasty in here. I was like, let's go. Cause I was like, I was wearing like a hoodie to bed and mm-hmm. and socks, and I'm like, this sucks. I'm
right.
I just wanna be like in my gym shorts and like a t-shirt. That's it.
And again, like understanding now that you have radiator heat and everything like yeah. that, I understand it. But I'm like, I'm like, you're in a nice area. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So but no, it makes sense now the way you described it.
Yeah. Because if I were paying for the heat, yeah, it'd be another story, because I could just turn it on and off when I want.
Right.
But being that that's, I guess, like, technically one of the utilities that is incorporated in the rent, mm-hmm. he kind of was like, all right, I'll turn the heat on now.
Right.
Landlord. And I guess I'll turn it off now.
Mm-hmm. But, and you got to figure, too, there's somebody who's eventually going to be like, it's a little cold tonight.
Yeah.
Turn the heat on, and then everyone benefits. Everyone benefits.
But it's all good. But yeah, so I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of exciting things going on right now. I'm very, very, very... We're gonna be okay. Jets suck, but we're gonna be okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. John Carlos Stanton's playing for you guys tonight.
Just Stanton? I heard that they were both coming back.
Who? Judge?
Yankees fans. Well, I heard this week... No,
they just swap hamstrings. Like, all right, it's your turn. All right.
Because I saw a meme. It was like a picture of Gio Urshela's face. His face had like this like dumbfounded look on it. It was like when you find out Judge and Stanton are coming back this week. And I was like,
well, he's actually coming back too.
I think he's coming back tonight.
Mm-hmm. So Stanton.
Well, you said Stanton, but I was like,
I heard that on the way over here. Yep. It's like that. It was like in The Waterboy when they didn't have enough cups to go around, so you just had to like take the cup out and give it to the other person who had to go into the game.
Yeah.
It's like that with a hamstring. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm excited.
You're in a stretch run now.
Yeah. For Yankees. I mean, the Mets are still in it. Right?
Half the league is making the playoffs.
Yeah, I know.
There's like one team that's out of it.
And that's like the...
It's not even the Miami Marlins.
Yankees play the Marlins soon. I think they played like the last three games of their...
I know they're starting a series against Toronto. I don't even know who the Mets are playing tonight. I've been watching so much basketball, too.
Basketball, I will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I am so glad that... And I've brought him up in the past, too. I'm so glad that Patrick Beverley is getting exposed for the fraud that he is, because everybody, I was like, yo, this guy's a scrappy, fucking annoying. All he does is shit talk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, that's the type of guy you want on your team. I was like, yeah, and I was like, look, I respect him as a player. I wish no ill will on him, but man, I am so enjoying the Patrick Beverley lambasting that he gets on the regular on fucking Twitter. It is fantastic.
But Jamal Murray's just taking his ass to fucking town.
I mean, he's just like, because Russell Westbrook pretty much exposed him. I was like, yo, this guy doesn't do anything. All he does is talk shit. I was like, really watch his game.
You know,
watch the game. And then I was like, well, he broke the glass on this motherfucker so well that I'm like, I started actually just watching him. Mm-hmm. Like, once you, like, just kind of hone in and you just isolate and you watch him, like, he ain't doing shit.
You know what the problem, though, with that is? Russell Westbrook didn't really do shit this playoffs either.
He didn't, but at least you know that he has the... I mean, he's Mr. Triple-Double.
But that's manufactured. That's absolutely manufactured. Like, not for nothing, like, everyone runs away from a rebound? Okay. Makes sense. Like, Pat Beverly is me playing basketball. Like, there's no... I can do nothing athletic any longer on a basketball court. But I guarantee you I can do two things. I can hand-check the shit out of you, and I can just call you names. And one of the two things will work.
I remember when he, like, started, like trashing the Warriors. And I was like, bro, you're not even playing the Golden State Warriors right now. Like, when they, like, when the Clippers, like, beat him, this was, like, year.
Shit's all fun and games until they get Giannis.
I was going to say, he was talking shit when there was, like, no, when Klay was out, Steph was out, and fucking Durant left the team. He's talking shit. He's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Well, like, see, they ain't nothing. I was like, yeah, because you're not playing the Golden State Warriors anymore. You're playing the Santa Cruz Warriors.
Yeah, but even Thanos went to go live on his planet after he snapped his finger and half the population was gone. Like, what are you going to do? How are you going to talk shit then?
Yeah, but he was. He was playing the G League Santa Cruz Warriors. For the most part, I'm like,
you're playing the Globetrotters, you're playing the Generals, baby.
Yeah,
like,
I'm like, get out of here.
They're contractually not allowed to win.
I'm like, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just getting exposed. And honestly, if you just go on Twitter and just like type in Patrick Beverly, mm-hmm. you will just see the barrage of just people just shitting on him, and it's fantastic. And like I said, look. I wish you all the success in the world.
Yeah.
I wish no bodily ill will harm on you whatsoever, but you are a shit talker. You're an annoying piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate him in the sense of because he's on another team and he's annoying. He's like, just right. Like, I read a tweet and the guy, like, he hit the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm.
I read this tweet. It was like, Patrick Beverly looks like it looks like something that someone picks out of their nose. And I was like, yes. I was like, you know what? Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo. But the Clippers are playing tonight.
Mm-hmm. Game 7.
And they might get eliminated by the Nuggets.
And you have Game 1 Heat Celtics.
Nobody saw that one coming. Nobody saw Miami just all of a sudden. I mean, good. You know what?
Not for nothing. Jimmy Butler is everything Pat Beverly wishes he was.
Jimmy Butler looks like a homeless man right now. He needs to shape up.
Oh, this is a business trip.
It's a business trip.
Well, no. Families are allowed to come into the bubble.
Yeah.
He told his family to stay home. He's like, this is a business trip. This isn't fun. Like, I'm not going to, like, Magic Kingdom. Like, this is business.
He need to hit up Corey Matthews because he need a beard and shape up trim and shape up.
Well, in fairness, they built a barbershop in the bubble. I don't think Corey Matthews did it, but, like, there is a legit NBA barbershop.
And he's just... I mean, you know what? Maybe it's a superstitious thing.
Could be.
Maybe he's...
Is this like a playoff beard?
Maybe. Okay. But I don't even know what you call that, because it's scraggly. And I'm not sitting here trying to talk, because I have, like, a scraggly kind of, like, thing that I got going on right now. I'm trying to see if I can grow it out.
Mm-hmm.
But his is just, like... Just shave off the scrag part and just keep the beard part.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. But man, nobody saw Miami getting this far into the playoff race. But hey, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, I still want the Lakers to win this year.
Yeah.
I feel like it's you know what it is? I feel like it's a nice storybook ending to the season. With Kobe passing away, with LeBron coming on the team, I feel like in terms of a storyline, that's the one I want. Look, you win the one. LeBron came to LA. I win you a championship. He won one here. And then the debates come back up. Him and Jordan, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. See, I don't care.
That's why I want to see Kawhi win it.
But see, the thing is, Kawhi Ray won last year, though.
Three championships with three different teams and three finals MVPs. Nobody's done it.
Okay.
That's why, and that way, at that point in time, you can actually have a conversation then. Kawhi or LeBron?
Have Kawhi win it next year.
I understand it from the Kobe perspective.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, not for nothing. It looks like they might get fucking eliminated tonight.
Who, Kawhi?
Well, I mean, the Clippers, if they fucking lose
the
Nuggets.
I don't think they will.
I mean, chances are, like, they're probably not going to lose. But, I mean...
The only unfortunate thing is that your finals next week, or the next series. Because I don't think you're giving much of a shot to any team coming out of the East to actually win.
No.
So that's kind of what you're looking for, the Battle of L.A. and Orlando.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah, oh no, it'll be a hell of a series. Both these series should be good for different reasons.
I mean, I'll tell you this. You say you're watching a lot of NBA. The NBA's been pretty fucking good in the bubble. Period.
Yep, agreed.
It's all been good. From the beginning, when you had all these other teams in there, and then it went to like the playoff race or something like that.
You had like compelling stories too. You had like Devin Booker like going undefeated and still not making it. Then you had like the ascension of like Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray. You had Luka doing what Luka did after Porzingis got hurt. I mean, you had a lot of fun young story. The NBA's in good hands.
Dame Lillard just playing with like the biggest chip on his shoulder
because Pat Beverly laughed at him.
Also, Skip Bayless pretty much like
not for nothing though. Skip Bayless is just a professional troll. Like I don't know if you saw the stuff about Dak.
He gets paid
millions of dollars by Fox to fucking make those comments.
He's
staying on brand.
I think for the Dak stuff, he went too far.
I agree. 1,000%.
He should get some level of getting reprimanded for
that. Yeah, probably get a fucking raise. I agree with you, but
yeah.
Again, that's what they did. They hired a professional shit talker.
Again.
Yeah. It's a white Pat Beverly. Man does nothing but work out his calves and talk shit.
I don't know. But I mean, yeah. So, but the NBA's been great.
Mm-hmm.
And I just watched it. I was like, can't wait for the Warriors to come back. I'm just sitting there like, can't wait for the Warriors. And honestly, if Christmas comes early, and you get a Giannis onto
you're
the Kupo.
You're not.
I know. Hey, look. There was a point in time where Alex Rodriguez didn't think he was going to get J-Lo.
No, he knew he was getting J-Lo.
You put it out there in the universe. So I'll put it out there in the universe. Antetokounmpo on the Warriors.
No. He would, to be perfectly honest with you.
He ain't going.
It's pressure. In fairness, that's the absolute perfect team for him. Because you have a guy who takes up the middle, who can't shoot an outside shot, just followed by snipers. If that were to happen, if I'm Draymond Green, I'm like, fuck. What the fuck do you want me to... Fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, apparently I guess he had a meeting with ownership and the ownership was like, look, whatever you want. Like, whatever you want. Please don't leave.
And I mean, and the Warriors still have a decent pick in the draft.
They're picking second. They're going to end up with some 7-foot sniper. Like, fuck you.
And then we're back, baby.
Like, you didn't completely reboot. You just reloaded. That's all.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Oh yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm excited for basketball because it'll be a short little break.
Oh yeah, it's like a baby break. Yeah.
It's gonna be a nice little break, and you're gonna have those Warriors players with some fresh legs. They're gonna have some fresh legs.
Well, they haven't done shit in a year.
I know. It's gonna be great,
right?
Like every once in a while, I'll watch like Warriors highlights. I was like, oh, that's right.
Every now and again, you'll see someone post it too. It's like just like a minute and a half of Steph Curry draining like ridiculous threes.
Yeah.
To like Mike Breen just goes bang. Every single time. And I'm not going to lie. I've watched it a couple times. I'm like, this is fantastic.
It's enjoyable. Yeah.
It's something that I can never do. Like, can I do it once out of 100? Sure. Can I do it that like frequently? Never. You know what I mean? It's fun to watch someone do something that you can't do.
Steph Curry's got a master class on how to shoot the three. So, you know.
Wait, does he really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I wonder if it's cheaper because of the pandemic. Everything else is. Like, I can learn to code.
It might be. Mm-hmm. They actually, because I felt like I heard advertisers for it on Sirius. But he definitely has a master class on how to shoot, period, but also how to shoot a three-pointer.
If you like that style of offense, too, like, the league's in such good hands.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching some of those games with Dame going nuts. I was watching some of those games with Devin Booker, Luka, like some of the guys we just mentioned, like Jamal Murray, like Donovan Mitchell, like who, by the way, his dad is a public relations guy for the Mets. So he's a huge Mets fan.
No.
Mm-hmm. But just watching some of these guys, and I'm like, you know what? If you love like that exciting brand of basketball, like it's just, it's ridiculous. Because literally, just anywhere on the court, they're like, three. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, it is. It'll be fun.
It was funny. I was actually at a friend's house, and he had old school NBA Jam.
Sure.
Like, you know how you talk about like the Street Fighter arcade, mm-hmm. like whatever. He has like original NBA Jam as like the arcade, like in the arcade.
Oh no,
like,
shit. Okay. Like, yeah.
It's like a mini one,
mm-hmm.
but it's still.
That's
it's
what I'm talking like, about with the
Street
Fighter.
It's got the four players on it. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. We saw that with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I think it's like $1,000.
I'm, you know what? I'll just go to Yestercade. There's a Yestercade across the street from me, mm-hmm. and literally all those games are there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why haven't I walked in here yet? One, it's been closed for because of the pandemic. Now it's open, but you know.
And you can bring booze in there as long as you're not like flaunting it.
Yeah, it's BYO.
You know?
But I played NBA Jam. I was playing this other kid too. Mm-hmm. And like, literally, like, I'm not going to say I whooped his ass. I did win. But I was playing like, I was like, yeah, it's NBA Jam. Yeah, you're supposed to slam the ball. But all I was doing was just draining threes.
Mm-hmm.
I was just straight step.
Were you the Magic?
I wasn't the Magic.
Okay.
I actually did pick the Warriors with like Tim Hardaway and Mullen for like one round.
Not Tim Hardaway Jr.
No.
Tim Hardaway Sr.
The original one, yes.
Yes.
The original.
Mm-hmm.
But I played and pretty much I was just like, wait a minute, I'll just play this like how the Warriors play basketball. So like, yeah, I would do a couple NBA Jam slam dunks, like he's on fire, whatever like
right.
that. And then I was like, three. And just in. Three. Mm-hmm. In. Mm-hmm. Three. Three. Next thing you know, up by like 20 points, because
right.
all I'm doing is draining threes.
So you
even though it's not NBA, you know, it's like, but this is NBA Jam. Like,
right.
You're not supposed to just keep shooting three pointers. Like, yeah, but the point of the game is to beat you. So
you figured out the analytics of NBA Jam. Like somewhere Steve Kerr, Mike D'Antoni are like, you know what? We were on to something.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, but the point is to win.
Sure. And I did that.
Yeah, look, it's dope when you're like on literally on fire and you jump like 10 fucking feet in the air and slam the ball. Mm-hmm. I get that.
It's also just as much fun to watch your opponent cry.
Yeah.
Because he can't stop you from making threes.
Yeah. It's fantastic. It was such a good time. It was such a good time. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
this is a Rabbit Hole podcast. I think we gotta get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a fun one. I feel like we a lot of life lessons we talked about today.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and just thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
This is Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
And we'll see you guys later. Peace.
Wait, so we working?